יום זין אדר הוא פטירת משה רבנו עליו השלום. The seventh of Adar, that's the day of the פטירה of משה רבנו, וכבר נתפרסם המנהג לטענות בו, וכמו שכתב מרן בשולחן ערוך סימן תקפ סעיף ב', מרן talks about a מנהג that people would fast, והוא כיום שמתו בו אביו או אמו, וכל שכן רבו מובהק, וכבל חומר משה רבנו עליו השלום רבן של כל ישראל. ומשנה ברורה brings down in סימן תף קוף סמכת סעיף קטן ממבב from the שלה, that it's proper to fast on the yard site of רבו מובהק, of his rabbi, because you have to respect your rabbi even greater than your father. And therefore, who is the greatest Rav Muvhak, our greatest rabbi for all Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ra'ui l'chol ish Yisrael la'anot b'tzom nafsho v'akli b'yom zeh chelbo v'damo lefnei Hashem k'ashir tekenu lanu chazal v'yalakha pesukah b'shulchan aruch. However, לימוד התורה הוא יותר צריך. The main thing is not the fasting necessarily, but the learning of the Torah on this specific day. Therefore, everybody should get together for shiurim in order to study Torah on this great day. The Ben Ish Chai brings down in his hakdamat his tikkun of Zayin Adar. Noagim nadlik nerot b'leil Zayin Adar. They light candles. לכבוד משה רבנו ראיה מהמנה עליו השלום. There is a custom amongst the חברה קדישה, the different communities, the חברה קדישה that's involved in חסד של אמת, that they make the day of Zayin Adar for them like a תענית ציבור, that they treat it with סליחות, and they come together in מנחה with תפילין, and they read by חל, and then on מוצאי Zayin Adar they get together and they make a sa'uda. The reason why they do this is because maybe during the course of the year they weren't careful with the kavod of the metim during the burial or during the tahara. So they made it on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu because lo noda makom kevudato. Because since they don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, kevyachol that's the day that they metaken or they mechaper for people that were buried, that they know where they're buried, that maybe they didn't do it in a proper way. Even though Shulchan Aruch writes about the Ta'anit of Zayin Adar, it's still proper to accept the Ta'anit Be'od Yom. When you accept the Ta'anit Be'od Yom, that means the day before, then you can say Anenu in the Amidah. You have to accept it in Mincha time, Erev Ta'anit. Before you finish the Amidah, before you say Oseh Shalom, look at Tehillah, the Halakha writes in the Mishnah Berura in Taksab, in Seif Katan Chavzayin, that you should accept the Mincha Ketana, in the later Mincha. However, before Mincha, the Kabbalah does not work. For example, if somebody accepted the Ta'ani the day before 11:30 in the morning, before the time of Mincha, it doesn't mean anything. Let's say a person did not accept it in the Amidah per se. So long as it's before sunset or even Ben Hashem Ashot, he is able to accept upon himself to fast for the next day. It does not necessarily have to be in the Amidah necessarily. Furthermore, a person could accept the Ta'anit, whenever he's accepting a Ta'anit, he could accept it even Bilibo, even in his heart, B'Sha'at Mincha, and that will be valid enough to say, Anen, that's what Maran writes in Taksab, Sa'if Vav, because it's better to do it verbally, but even a Kabbalah Balev is enough. What is the proper Nosach when we accept a Ta'anit? So, Rav Chida in Mure Be'etzba, Siman Gimal Ot Kuf Pevav, has the Nosach, it's brought in most of the Sidurim, where a person says, Hareni, Mekabel Alay Ta'anit Yahid. You should say the word Yahid. Because if you just say ta'anit, it could be it means ta'anit sibur. Then you have more restrictions. Ta'anit yachid, ledaba me'alot ha-shachar, ta'atzit ha-kochavim. For a ta'anit to be considered a valid ta'anit, it has to be from morning until after tzit ha-kochavim. And a person could say as well, on the condition that I've had the strength to do it. But if I do not have the strength
and I cannot make it through the fast, when I say Mizmor le David Hashem ru'ilu ahsad, that Mizmor, I'll be permissible to eat. However, a person should not say Areni mekabel alai ta'anit l'machar beli neder or belo kabbalah. Doesn't mean anything. It is a neder. You are accepting upon yourself the ta'anit. You're just putting it tonight, and if you can't do it, if you say Mizmor le David, already be able to get out of it. Again, these are the strict laws. But if a person knows that if he's going to make these ta'anuyot, it's going to weaken him, he's not going to be able to study Torah, he's not going to be able to pray with Kavanah, so of course, yasa secharo bevsedo. Especially if the ta'anit is going to bring him to gava and haughtiness, look at me, I'm fasting, I'm hashuv, I'm better than you. So then what did he gain of it? He'd be better off eating 5 meals a day and studying Torah with humility than doing these tikkunim. In any event, the day is a significant day. It is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch today, so therefore it should be treated a little higher than a regular day.